You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are now joined by Rewe McLay from the Tamaki-based band Kikor. You guys are Tamaki-based, correct? Just want to double-check that.
Kia ora, yeah. We're based up here in Tamaki.
Oh, thank goodness. I had a feeling, but I wasn't like 100% sure. You know when you have those feelings? Oh, yep. Thank you for helping me out there.
thanks for having me on.
Of course. We're here to talk about the new single, Horua. First things first, how are things in Auckland for you?
Well, it's a lovely day up here. The sun's out, it's nice and cool, And yeah, good start to the week so far. Happy to be releasing this track for Kiko.
Mm-hmm. Nice, you're doing a lot of press, I understand, so that's very admirable. It's a lot of stamina to do, like a bunch of back-to-back-to-back interviews.
Yeah, got a few radio interviews, but hopefully can bang them out by lunchtime and have a champagne maybe.
Yeah, hell yeah, that sounds great, man. So we're going to be talking about the song Horua here. The song is about how you felt about outcast by both Māori and Pākehā worlds, because you describe yourself as Horua or half-caste. Could you describe what kind of rejection that you faced in Māoridom?
Well, I suppose my whānau's kind of grew up in Tamaki, but we're from the north, from Ngāti Kahu, Ngāti Hine. And so, like, you know, over a couple of generations, you become a little bit removed from your marae.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you go home and you try and participate and you're not necessarily welcome. You know, there's that kind of feeling of not connecting as much to your tūranga waiwais, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, part of the song kind of comes from that feeling a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did that affect your ability to connect with the reo as well, or were you brought up speaking te reo?
I suppose it affected my ability to connect with, like, the specific reo, and that kind of comes from where I'm from, you know?
Mm.
That specific to the rohe that I'm from up north. So growing up in Tamaki, like, I was kind of educated in te reo and Māori, but yeah, that's kind of it's like a more of a generic urban kind of homogenized version of the culture, I suppose.
Other than say like the traditional kind of way of understanding and learning, yeah, it's a big thing that's happening in Māoridom is like. The fallout from the urbanization, you know, that's a huge thing
that
a lot of people are facing.
It runs deep, eh? Like, you don't realize, but, you know, part of my journey has just been kind of just doing the research to kind of figure out why things are the way they are, and then where things have gone wrong, trying to undo those things by proactively, you know, even say making music. You know, you're undoing parts of those things, and even writing the song, say, trying to undo some of those negative things and turn it into a positive.
For sure. One thing I want to touch on again with the reo is, I guess, your this new song Horua is a total waiata. Has writing waiata like helped you reconnect with your reo quite a lot?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it becomes like. It's become one of the only spaces that I get to kind of engage with other people on the reo front. Like I work in the film industry, say, and it's just, yeah, you don't get, on the day-to-day, you don't really get an opportunity to speak to reo. So, again, you have to be proactive in the environments that you set up that kind of enable you to continue to be able to speak the language, I suppose, outside of speaking with your whānau.
Mm-hmm. Very, very fascinating. Broadly speaking, do you think that Māoridom has gotten a bit better about integrating people who have, as you say, a standing in both worlds, who might be considered Horua?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, everyone's pretty much Horua now, right? Everyone's kind of a bit of this and a bit of that. So we're kind of, you know, entering that phase, or we're well into the phase of redefining what it means to be Māori, and is it beyond, you know, the color of your skin? And for me, it just, I suppose it just comes back to, like, you, if you fuck a papa back to a place, you know, it's in your blood. Yeah, if it's in your blood, it's in your blood. And then it's how you connect with your culture, yourself, and that's your own journey, I suppose.
For sure. I think this is me speaking as a Pākehā here, but I'm very glad that that has been the definition, because it feels like you could continue pushing the goalposts as to what being truly Māori is. Does it truly mean living like your ancestors did like 600 years ago? Does it have to go all the way back there? It's like there's a modern political, social, economic context that you have to kind of exist within, and I think it's good to kind of, yeah, rethink about what it means in a modern world, you know? I think that's really, really cool that that's become the forefront.
Nothing, you know? Stagnant, hey? You know, nothing can ever be the same always, so it's about growth, and it's about evolving and just moving with the flow of the rest of the world, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And negotiating with, like, I guess your history and what you want to keep and what you don't. I think it's you know, all cultures are doing that all the time, but I think it's really interesting to see how that plays out in Māoridom in particular, just because it is like still the renaissance of a lot of Māori culture, you know? What happened in the 70s with that protest group, I can't remember the name of them, but what happened, and the Waitangi Tribunal as well, like we're still feeling the political and social and cultural ramifications of the Māori renaissance 50 years onwards, you know? It's a real beautiful thing.
And it still has to be just as strong as it was in the 70s, because they're fighting similar battles, it would seem, you know, even politically, with what's going on, trying to redefine the treaty or the perception of the treaty.
For sure. Moving from, I guess, the messaging more to the sound, there's quite a bit of a hard rock vibe here. What bands do you and the other bandmates of Kikō listen to get into this mode and create this sound that you're putting out here on Hōrua?
Well, there's a few of us in the band who are absolute blues nuts. So, like,
Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Yeah, love Stevie Ray Vaughan. We've got a guy, our lead guitarist is called Cutter Gordon. He's like one of New Zealand's top guitarists. He like shreds, you know. So he loves all of that kind of Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan stuff, and I like to keep the undercurrent of the blues, even just as a concept, being the main kind of anchor point for our sound. But yeah, we've got like bands like from the 70s, you've got like old The Doors, Led Zeppelin, and kind of that Jimi Hendrix sort of sound. But maybe more progressively, other bands such as Soundgarden.
A little bit of grunge.
Stone Temple, but grungy. And yeah, I mean, we're trying to make a bit of a modern sound. Like, even in this song, we've got a bit of a tip to the hat to the old, almost like West Coast Dr. Dre style synths and stuff. We've got an 808 in there in the choruses. And yeah, we were almost trying to go a bit of hip hop soul into the rock. But
Yeah. It definitely traverses a lot of terrain. So that.
Yeah.
Is there going to be more Waiata on the way in 2024?
We're kind of like halfway finished for an EP. We released an EP in December called Waharoa, so.
Yeah, you'll move fast.
not really, but no, this is the quickest turnaround we've had for a single in a while, so.
Ah, true.
Yeah. Hopefully maybe release some more singles off that EP, maybe not the entire EP before December, but yeah, maybe a couple more singles if we're lucky, and look at releasing another EP next year.
Cool. And I guess lastly, while I have you here, would you consider coming down to Ōtiporti to play a show?
Oh, we would love to come to Ōtiporti for sure, 100%, and set up a gig with some locals or something. Where would you suggest
I would
play?
Probably suggest either The Crown or Yours. I think those are pretty good contenders.
The Crown or Yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take note.
Please do. It would be great to have you all down here. It'd be awesome.
Sweet.
Alright, well, I think that's all the time we have this morning. Thank you very much for joining me, Rewi. It was great chatting with you.
Hey, thanks for having me, and thank you to Needham. Ngā mihi o te wā, kia koutou katoa. Hope you have a good Monday.
Yeah, kia kite. Take care, man.
Cha, matua.
Matua. Alrighty, that was Rewi McClay from the band Kikor talking about their new track, Hodua, which you can find all over the interweb, specifically on Spotify and other streaming services. We're going to play that in a second. We just have some messages to get through. It is 9 o'clock. Let's get these messages and let's get some Hodua bumping. Get some Kikor going. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Love you lots.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.